Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you very much, radio friends, for coming to this edition of our program. Delighted to have you with us. Now, I wasn't with you a few days ago for President's Day, and if Casey Kasem were counting down our top 40 presidents, coming in at number 16.
Happy birthday, Abe.
All right, that's taken care of. Now, several years ago, the Springfield Museums launched a campaign to offer a Dr. Seuss specialty license plate to Massachusetts drivers. And orders have come in slowly but consistently since then, but now the finish line is in view. The museums need just 46 more orders to hit 750, which is the minimum required by the registry to bring production of a specialty plate. The specialty plates cost $40, in addition to the standard vehicle registration plates. And a portion of that 40 goes to support the amazing world of Dr. Seuss Museum. Now, once the 750 order minimum is reached, the museums will contact those who placed orders to thank them for their patience and to explain the next steps. We have an incident to make sure you're aware of. The Greater Springfield NAACP sent a letter to Jennifer C. Willard, superintendent of Southwick-Tolland-Granville Regional School District, demanding an immediate investigation into allegations of racist bullying. It had been reported that in addition to racist harassment and the use of the N-word when referring to a black student, white students held an online slave auction where they placed bids to purchase black students. The branch was following up on a formal complaint by Allison Lopez on behalf of her daughter, Skyla Lopez, a black student. Fabulous February came back to Forest Park for the first time since 2021. And it was definitely quite the event with so many activities throughout the day, from face painters to moose ice sculptures. Children on February break in Springfield could get outside at this free event. Sydney Piscini, the special event coordinator, said the most popular activity this year was Fabulous February. Also coincides with the 140th anniversary of Springfield Parks. The Chinese Association of Western Mass hosted their annual Chinese New Year Culture Festival at Smith Vocational and Agricultural High School in Northampton. The celebration of the Chinese New Year, which was on February 10, ran from 2 through 8 p.m. The event consisted of three parts for guests to experience the magic of the Chinese New Year, including interactive activities showcasing its unique customs and heritage, live performances, and the Golden Dragon Community Banquet that represented traditional holiday delights. Well, if you can believe this, we're now less than 7 months away from the Big E this year. And the first concert's been announced. The Big E has announced on Tuesday that Big Time Rush will be performing at the Big E Arena. And this will be September 29, and the tickets will officially go on sale this Friday. The group formed in 2009 with members Kendall Schmidt, James Maslow, Logan Henderson, and Carlos Penavega, starring in a Nickelodeon show called Big Time Rush. After the show ended, the group went on a hiatus, but returned in 2021 with live performances. The band is known for the songs Boyfriend, Time of Our Life, Show Me, Worldwide, and more. And they will also be releasing a new album on June 2 called Another Life. Springfield has joined a growing number of local cities that have reached their shelter system capacity. Area shelters and hotels and motels have been maxed out, but those in need of housing is growing, and there are resources available to unhoused individuals within the city, like the shelter on Worthington Street. However, the problem is finding a balance between offering these services to residents of Springfield while also dealing with an influx of migrants coming into the city. Springfield City Council recently approved federal grant money used to provide homeless services. Though the need is greater this year, the amount is the same as what was given last year. Same old story. Well, it's the grand reopening of the Colonial, a beloved restaurant in Chicopee. And after over a decade of serving delicious food and spirits, the Colonial had undergone stunning renovations and is ready to reopen its doors to the Chicopee community. The Colonial had been a staple in Chicopee, delighting residents with its exceptional cuisine and warm atmosphere for more than 10 years. Now, with its recent renovations, the Colonial is poised to continue its tradition of providing memorable dining experiences to the residents of Chicopee and beyond. The reopening is Monday, February 26th. At 11 a.m., the Colonial Restaurant is located at 550 Chicopee Street, Chicopee, Mass. Dakin Humane Society, holding its third annual Will Run for Cookies 5K Run, 2K Walk to benefit the organization's services and programs. And this is set for Saturday, May 18, in Westfield Stanley Park. Registrants will be invited to bring their doggies on non-retractable leashes to take part in the event. Event day registration check-in will take place at 9 a.m., and the race begins at 10:30 in the morning. The event will be held, rain or shine. Refunds are not available. Free race t-shirts and one cookie per person and doggy participant will be given to those who pre-register during the early bird registration period, which does end on April 1. The early bird registration fees are as follows: $20, 12 years and younger, $30 adult registration. General pre-registration and race day registration, including a cookie for human people and doggy participants, but a race shirt is not guaranteed. Congratulations to Springfield and Western Mass radio personality Bridget Lynott, who retired. Bridget had been with several stations in the greater Springfield area. I had worked with her over the years myself, and she had a wonderful retirement party. A lot of folks from Mix and Kix and WHYN and WMAS all turning out at Nathan Bill's to wish Bridget a fond farewell in gratitude for her years of service to broadcast in Western Mass. Also, Mark Auerbach continues every day to gain more ground and looking healthier by the minute, and he'll be back with us sooner than later. Thank you very much for being with us on our program today, Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.